It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I want you guys to get ready for another adventure in travel as we go back in time to the Revolutionary War. Yeah, we're going way back in time. And you know, there were so many battles which led to the American independence. But have you stopped to think about those who fought who were never recognized? And that's what we're going to talk about today, are those people that were there to support, or either they were at home taking care of the farms as people went off to war, and they made a really, really big difference in the success of the war, and, you know, really did their part as well, even if they were not there fighting. And for those who were there fighting, there were some who we don't hear about. Of course, we hear about some of the big names, but there are some people that were doing all of their work in the Revolutionary War that are not recognized. Now, of course, the Revolutionary War was fought between April of 1775 and September of 1783. It was also known as the American Revolution, and its tensions between residents of Great Britain's 13 American colonies and the British Crown's colonial government got stronger and stronger. There were these small skirmishes that were breaking out between British troops and the rebels, and they were, you know, ready to start a full-scale war for their independence. And you really can't blame them, because they felt that there was so much control coming from Britain that they really wanted their own independence. So all these little skirmishes were breaking out, but they were really leading up to the big war, the Revolutionary War, between 1775 and 1783. Now, I had a chance to visit the American Revolution Museum in Yorktown, Virginia, where you have an opportunity to view a couple of really great exhibits. But right now, up until March 22nd of this year, they have a very special exhibition that's going on that is called The Special Expedition of the Forgotten Soldier. Now, this is really fascinating and very educational as well, because, you know, a lot of times we think we know a lot about something, but when we dig a little bit deeper, we find that there's a lot more that we can learn about all of those things that we thought we already knew about. So I would encourage you to right now start planning a trip to visit this exhibit before it is gone. And again, it's there until March 22nd, so you still have quite a bit of time to plan your trip, go up there, and take part in looking through this whole exhibit. And not only just the Forgotten Soldier exhibit, but really taking a look around the whole museum, because when I say it is fascinating, it is definitely fascinating. But today's show, I'm going to focus on the Forgotten Soldier part of this exhibit. And not only the Forgotten Soldiers, but other people that are not really talked about, that are forgotten, that were also part of the Revolutionary War and the success of it. So what you will learn will amaze you, I'm telling you. If you're a history buff, and in particular, if you're interested in African-American stories or African-American history in their pursuit of freedom, or ready to learn a little bit more about the details of how African-Americans, or Negroes as they called themselves at that time, were involved in the Revolutionary War, this, I'm telling you, is your exhibit. Now, to tell you a little bit about it before I get too far into everything, I had a chance to tour the exhibit with the curator, Martha Katz Heyman. And I tell you, she is a wealth of knowledge. She's like a walking book on the Revolutionary War and so many things throughout the American history. And I talked with her as we walked through the exhibit. And the exhibition shares the personal stories of enslaved and free African Americans who fought really on both sides. So not only on what would become the American side, but also too on the rebel side, but what also too was the British side. And so often we think only of the soldiers that we have stories about, like, you know, Paul Revere and Samuel Adams and people like that, George Washington. We hear all of their stories, but there are so many other people that have stories too. Now, if you're just joining me, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and I'm talking about the American Revolution and taking you back in time, because I had a chance to go and visit a museum that I am really wanting to encourage everyone to plan as part of their travel for this year, and especially if you can do it before March 22nd. But now, there were other soldiers, as I was just mentioning, who were fighting for their freedom in additional ways. And to be able to live and to work and to be free and to live their lives with their own personal freedom, as well as to be part of the American Revolution and create an independence for America. So they were kind of fighting for freedom all around. And Martha shares the story of a forgotten soldier. The exhibit really starts off with his story, with a very famous painting called The Bloody Massacre, which occurred on March 5th of 1770. Now, this painting is divided into two sides. You have the British soldiers who are dressed in uniform with their rifles and their bayonets drawn, and they're firing into the crowd. And you can clearly see that there is one person who is a commander, and he's raising his sword, he's giving the order to fire. But then if you look on the other side, you see the rebels. And on that left side of the painting, across from the British soldiers, you see what would be kind of like a cloud of smoke from the firing of their bayonets. And the colonists, who are clearly in shock and in panic, you can see that on their faces as well. But what really stands out about the left side of the painting is that there are three men who are kind of laying there on the ground, wounded from the gunshots. And one of the men is Crispus Atticus, and he is the first victim of the war to be fatally wounded and to be shot during this bloody massacre, as it was called. So he was standing in the front row there, ready to stand there and to fight for the freedom. And the other men who were also fatally wounded, you can see there on the ground beside him, they're wounded as well. But what makes Crispus Atticus the focus is really the part of the discussion that Martha and I had a lot of discussion about. And that is that Atticus was a fugitive slave who had escaped from his owner. And he had worked as a merchant seaman along there on the docks in Boston. And when Samuel Adams, who was a prominent leader in the struggle against Britain and the British rule and control, made a plea to the dock workers at the port of Boston, Atticus was one of the first people to kind of jump up and join forces with Adam and go along with 40 to 50 other people to really confront the British. And they only had sticks and clubs. So you can see how they were already kind of outmaneuvered there just from the very beginning. So Paul Revere called it the Bloody Massacre because they were really innocent citizens that were not armed, and especially when you compare them to the type of weapons that the British soldiers had. So what makes him the forgotten soldier is that he is rarely acknowledged for his bravery and for his courage in stepping forward and fighting against the British and fighting for the freedom of our nation. And I'm sure he believed that what he was doing would make a better life for himself and for other people like him. And the newspapers call this really the first murder of liberty, is what they called it. So there are schools and communities, though, around in African-American communities that do recognize Atticus, but a lot of people don't really know about him. And in this exhibit, there are others who are also recognized for their stories, and they're all told here in this exhibit. So when we come back on the next segment, I'm going to share a conversation that I had with Martha, because as I mentioned, she's just a wealth of information. And she tells us a little bit more about Crispus as well, but then she talks a little bit more just about how these people were not recognized, but they should be recognized for their bravery, for their courage, and all of the things that they did to really get the war going and started. And now we are America, right here, the United States of America. So when we come back, I'll jump right into that conversation with Martha. Now, today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations, where you also find the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, a great place for you to go, hang out, have a little fun. You can go fishing, shrimping, crabbing, doing all of that. Or you can just kick back, read a book, go on a tour, all kinds of things you can do. But the main thing is you will definitely relax. So check out their website at Sapelo Island Beach Vacations or SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com. We'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.